Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Sharma Shields, reading The Comet by Emma Tors. This poem strikes me very powerfully in its discussion of grief and loss. And I think at the same time, while it's exploring those themes, there is also this brightness and this power to it, and kind of the depth of our existence and being able to experience these very strong emotions. So I find it ending on this really bright, powerful note, despite being such a sorrowful poem. The Comet. I renamed the comet, but nothing stuck. What do I know of bone-deep lonely, of the beautiful freeze, of running a circuit through the stars until all landmarks are my own staring eyes? Of families in general, what do I know? Say I'm young. Say I am the aftertaste of all my parents' grief, a childhood spent in the downwind of chicken blood, recurring dreams of being left behind, my mother kneeling by the VCR to watch a video of her lost daughter. And this is hell, believing you can be a lens and meet your loved one's eyes beyond the screen, smacking your pain against glass like a doomed swallow. The half-life of loss is forever. There is hope we don't get over. When my son began to die, I did not record his voice, but let him simmer, speechless, in my memory, while I tried to gain the faith to think we'd meet again. I held his fist against my lips. I closed my teeth around the juncture of his throat and chest. I said, "You'll be the fire of the sun, and I will circle you until you draw me close, until our nearness breaks me into pieces and you burn me whole." I would have ripped his heart out and consumed it if I'd thought that it would choke me. I would have been the eternal mouth. Say I'm young. Say the speeding rock of my body is as bright as any resurrection, and I have time to shake before I hit the earth. That was The Comet by Emma Tors, read with permission from the author. I'm Sharma Shields.